There's a medrash that when Hashem says that he's going to harden the heart of Paro and his avodim, so the medrash says, "Mikana talomed kishehoya Paro misrakech." It says, "Es liboy veslev avodov." When Paro was softening up, he got a little bit nervous of all the makas. So the Mitzrim, you know, hardened up and I guess strengthened him too. And when the Mitzrim were getting softer a little bit, oh, let's give in already. That's the way it went back and forth. Then both already softened up and they were ready after so much of the makas to give up. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened their hearts that they should not be able to give in. And why? He withheld tshuva from them. In other words, after the last five, it says that Hashem was makshes libom, didn't let them do tshuva, in order to punish them. After five times, when you're hardening your heart and you refuse to listen to the Dvar Hashem and you continue to insist on being Meshabed the Bnei Yisroel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after that, decides that he wants to prevent them from doing tshuva, Kedeli Poramehem, in order to punish them for what they did, duly punish them with more makas. And Shenem Alaman Shisi Oisoisai Eile Bekirboi, in order to put my signs, Bekirboi, within him, he should see all these signs. And it just seems that the posuk does not represent or does not teach us that which the Medrash said. The Medrash says we're learning that Kodesh Baruch Hu withheld the tshuva in order to punish them. As the posuk says, the man shisio sosai eile bekirbo, seems to say that I want to teach them a lesson. I want them to see my oisos. I want them to recognize Hashem more. I want them to benefit from the because the next part the man tesapi lebincho the Torah there also for us that we should be able to have to tell our children Eishar Salalti Misraim all the miracles and this vidatem ki ani Hashem. So this was all showing that Hashem is the one who's the shalit, the one who's in control. So yet the Medrash seems to learn from the posuk of the man she sisi oisosai eile bekirboi is the raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to withhold the tshuva in order to be able to punish them. It doesn't seem to fit. It doesn't. The posuk doesn't seem to prove the lesson of to hold back tshuva in order to punish them. It would seem that the pshat is that in reality, what is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish them? He wants to punish them. What does he want to punish them? What is punishment? Well, punishment seems to be Laman Shisio Sosayel Bekirboy, to let him see more Oisois. That's the punishment. What's the punishment? They're suffering. They're definitely suffering. The Makas were painful. But it would seem that the Pshat is that the Tachlis of the punishment is one thing. Punishment is a way that a person comes to recognize Hashem. That's all he wants. Vidatem ki ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it for the Mitzrim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it for Paro. The Sipur even says that he delayed it for the Klal Yisrael just for the possibility of the benefit of Paro. This Vidatem ki ani Hashem is really the tachlis of everything. And the way and the fact that they're being punished more is because it's only through that. In other words, the five times that they didn't come to recognize that. So now, what is he doing? He did it already five times. They didn't recognize. No, they need more. Because ultimately, punishment, when a person is suffering, and he at some point, he has to introspect and say, what am I suffering? Not a mikra. You couldn't. What happened to Mitzrayim could not be described to a mikra. It wasn't. It was clear that this was orchestrated. They were told the time when it's going to come and the time when it's going to end. So they recognize. But a person sometimes has to be brought to his feet. I don't know, brought to his knees, in order to be able to recognize Hashem. And therefore, all of the punishment that he's giving was only leman shisio sosai eile bekirboi. And what I think that means, you know, Chazal say, Gedolus Hasoras Hatabas, Yosemi Memches Neviim. That when Haman took off, when Ahasuerus took off the ring and gave it over to Haman, that he authorized him to execute the decrees against the Klal Yisrael, that is more than the Memches Nevi'im. Now, what's the pshat in that? Nevi'im teach us. Nevi'im tell us, this is the Dvar Hashem, this is what you're supposed to do, this is... It seems that Yisurim have that power. G'dayla HaSoras HaTabas, when they had the Yisurim that Klal Yisrael experienced, Bimei HaChashverosh, was more than all of the Teichochas of the Memches Nevi'im, because it carries with it a message. It says, V'idatem Ki Ani Hashem. It says that you come to recognize Hashem sometimes, unless the gaiva is removed, unless the blinders are removed, unless the rationalizations are removed, that a person doesn't recognize Ki Ani Hashem. We you know, like we say, we put the picture face down when we don't want to behave properly. But when there's Yisurim sometimes wake us up. So in reality, not that Cholila anyone should ask for Yisurim, but sometimes when we see Yisurim in the world, we have to realize, and here's what it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave these extra Yisurim, Lipora Mehem B'Yisurim, based on the Posuk, L'man Shisi Oysoyusai Eile B'Kirboi, because that's what's going to bring them to the recognition of Hashem. Okay, that's just one idea. Then on the Posuk of... Pesach, Yom Rishon Mikra Kodesh, Yom Hashvi'i Mikra Kodesh, and Kol Melacha Lo Yisasu. There's a very simple thing in the Ralbag, but there's an interesting twist to it. He says the Toelis is in mitzvahs, and to remind us that we're commanded to I don't know what it means, to lizikor and hamitzvah, asher nitztavinu, we were mitztavinu lishbos, but anyway, what that losha means a little shver. He says that on the first day of Pesach and on the last day of Pesach, there's a shvisas melocha, we don't do any melocha, on the first and the last day. V'inei ha-to'eles ha-megiya bozeh, what's the to'eles of the non-doing melocha on the first day and the last day? Hu lahazki yitzias mitzrayim. To remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, Asher Hu Mevi, it brings a person leha'amin, to believe Bashem Yisale, to believe in Hashem, the elevated one, emuno niflo, an amazing, a wondrous level of emuna can come, which will bring a person from the hazkora of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'hine hoyas man ze hachag zayin yomim. This is one of the Chag Zayin. Why Zayin Yomim? The fish has Zayin Yomim heim kibo tekufa yarchis. It's like a month, a period of the month. In other words, it has a certain identity. It has a certain shlemus to it. There's a period. A week is a week. Things are counted by weeks. As there's 4 weeks in a month or whatever. It's a tkufa of the month. V'yeshlo mehazman roishim niflo b'dvorim hativiyim. I don't know what that means. V'inei hu hazman ha'yoser kotzo she'yimotze sholim v'yeh mekubetz miyomim. It's the smallest entity of days. The way to, you don't want one day, so you want days. Days is a week. That's the smallest entity. So this has to do with something that's a little bit beyond us. But this Zayin Yomim were not Nesar b'Mesias Melocho, only the first day and the last day. Shlo yichbat ze oleinu. It shouldn't overburden us. The Nesru Kulom Bachilos Achometz, and they were all asking Chometz to remember the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that we went out Bechipozin, and that the Chometz reminds us of that. Kizelo Yichbad Me'oi L'chol Ha'anoshim. The achila, not to eat chometz for 7 days, especially once you cleaned up before, that's not such a terrible thing. That's not so COVID. That's not so burdensome. And therefore, what is going on over here? So first of all, it seems what he says clearly beferish is that the zikoroin of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the zikoroin, in other words, he's not even talking about the mitzvahs of the Haggadah and the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is the Sipur, and all the details of the Sipur, but just the Zahazki Yitzias Mitzrayim, the zikoroin of Yitzias Mitzrayim, asher hu mevi, this is so important. Why? The Toelis is that it brings a person to believe Bashem Yisale Emuna Niflo. Just remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. And again, this is not sitting down by the Seder. This is the mitzvah of not doing melocha. And I guess not doing melocha is allows us to remember, because what am I not doing melocha today? What's today all about? Oh, today's the anniversary of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The last day, what's the anniversary of Kriyas Yamsuf? Oh, so I remember there was a Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. That in itself has the power, and this is L'doiris, this is not just talking about the door that experienced it. It's maybe a person, Lahamin, there's something that's stimulating in that Yetzias Mitzrayim, remembering it every day, or remembering it, especially here he's talking about on the day when I don't do Malocha, this day is dedicated, maybe it's also because it's the historic anniversary, so there's something special about it, but it's without the whole tekes of the Sipur and of the matzah and the moror and all of the seder that goes on, but just the remembering of Yetzias Mitzrayim has such a power to bring a person to Lahamim b'Nifloyis Hashem Emuno Nifloa. That's one thing. And he says, really, it should have been 7 days. I know he says, and it is 7 days to remember. But then something else. These 7 days, if we would be also b'Malocha, what a toelis that would have. Every day, I can't do any melocha. I can't go to work. What am I doing? Why am I home? What am I doing? Oh, we're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. This was the tkufa. On the first day, we left Mitzrayim. On the last day, we went through the Yamsuf and we got rid of our oppressors, and they drowned. And this is the period of freedom. This is the period of miracles. This is the tkufa that reminds us of everything that took place. And that would have been the right thing to do. And it seems he discusses the fact it's a dover choshuv, so like it would have a much greater effect because it's a week, it's a piece of the month, it's a heftza. A day is not a heftza. A day is a day. Days go by very quickly. But this is a heftza. This is a how does he call it? Something yarchis. What's the lotion? Tekufa yarchis. This is a period of the month. This is something choshuv. And I'm dedicated to remembering. Oh, but one thing. We can't not do malocha. Why? Too difficult. The Torah wouldn't do that. Here we're talking about an opportunity to achieve a depth of emuna, he calls emuna niflor, and the chashivus of that kufa yarchis would have enhanced that so much more. But the Torah is sensitive to something else too. Too shver. If it's too shver, it's not going to work. I assume that's what it means. Not just because Nebuch. Because the spiritual benefit would be worth, I imagine, the Nebuch. In other words, you're not going to work. Kodesh Baruch Hu provides. That's not the. But Lemaisa, chometz. No, that we can handle. Chometz we can handle. Eat matzah. It's not so terrible. That we can answer. So at least we'll have some kesher, some connection to that message. But in terms of the rest of the week from working, that's too much to ask. And you see the balance between the ultimate benefit, the ultimate spiritual uplift, the ultimate benefit, and that has to be balanced against the practical, the burdening, because if we overburden people, then no matter how much of a spiritual benefit we are justifying it by, but it's going to undermine it. And there's that, the Torah is very sensitive to that balance, and so too we have to be sensitive to the balance of overburdening. And sometimes we tend to, with our children, sometimes we tend to overburden. There's great reason to overburden. Here the overburden would have accomplished so much, but it wouldn't, because overburdening is, the human being is still a human being. I just want to mention just one thing. You know, recently, last week, a parent calls me up, parent of a young child, maybe early grades, third, fourth grade, something like that. And the kid says to the parent, and he says, I believe in Hashem, but there's a little part of me that maybe doesn't. A little part of me. I don't know what the kid has, thinks the little part is, but it's a little part of me. And like, what do I do? Like, and the kid felt very bad about it, and the story goes much longer, and it seems he was feeling bad, and he was feeling guilty, and it was all this little kid, you know. And he asked a couple of people, and they didn't help him too much. And what do you do? I think the answer is really very simple. The Rambam says that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was not mevusas on the Nisim, because that was only a Maimon Har Sinai. Ba'avur Yishmahom Bedabri Imoch Megam B'chol Yaminu Loilam. But in the Nisim of Mitzrayim, the Deos Koizvos, the Ramban says at the end of this parsha, were removed, because we saw You saw the Yad Hashem. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicating. It's going to start at this time. It started. It's going to end at this time. It's going to end. A hepuch of the whole Teva. There's a creator. There's a controller. And from that, Ramban says, we came to recognize the Nisim Nistorim, which exist in everyone's existence and are the Yisod, the basis of Kol HaTorah Kula. And I think that we see from here that if we have to strengthen a person's basic emunah b'Hashem, then the one thing to be attuned to is the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim of the past, and the Nisim of the present. From the Nisim Gedoilim and Giluyim of the past, we come to recognize, Ramban says, the Nisim that happen every day of our lives. And if we have a kid like this, or we have an individual like this who has questions, then the philosophical, certainly the Torah didn't use the philosophical approach over here. The Torah says, if you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, just remember there was Yetzias Mitzrayim. And of course, what comes to memory is Makkos and Niflois and all this, then that's a tremendous source of an Emunah Niflor, and taking that and bringing it down to our daily existence and recognizing the Yad Hashem in everything that goes on in life is really the source to strengthen that emunah. And I would just add that as we do it, we have to be careful when we're dealing with young people especially, and maybe even with ourselves, that we can't overburden. If we overburden, it seems that the message doesn't get in as well. There's a balance between the clarity of the message and the overburdening, which starts to create some type of resistance to the message. So I guess that's a balance that we have to figure out ourselves, but at least we're aware that there is such a concept.